This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. After Samsung's big courtroom loss to Apple last week in Silicon Valley, maybe the small victories offer some consolation. A three-judge panel today in Tokyo handed a patent decision to Samsung. Unlike the U.S. case that covered seven patents, this one covered only one. Apple gets nothing, and the judges ordered it to pay all of Samsung's legal fees. Larry Magid is a technology analyst for CNET, and he's with me now from a consumer electronics show in Berlin. Good to talk with you.
Good to speak with you.
So is there any big effect from this particular development today out of Tokyo?
Well, it's certainly very good news for Samsung. But in the larger sense, I think it represents a moral victory of sorts for Samsung, at least in this one area. They can hold their head up high and say, we beat Apple, at least in Tokyo.
Where do we stand in the course of this ongoing global battle between the two companies? How much more do we have to go?
You know, you almost need a scorecard to keep track of, you know, where Samsung wins here, Apple wins there. Mm-hmm. We see these two companies battling out, and it's all in the backdrop, I think, of Apple's competition with Google, which is really the big fish in all that. Samsung's a very, very big player. They're the largest mobile phone manufacturer out there. But they're using Google's operating system, Android. Samsung can change the way they build corners, and they can change their skins, but it's based on the Android operating system.
So far, just to sum up, as I recall, we have basically Samsung victories, more or less, in the UK, South Korea, now in Japan. Does that at all counterbalance the big loss in the U.S.?
Well, it depends on what ultimately happens in U.S. courts, because if the U.S. does ultimately, after the appeal process is over, rule that Samsung has to pull phones off the market and has to pay $1 billion or more in fines, that doesn't go away just because they have victories in other countries. But it's also important to point out that when the jury was deliberating, they were looking at phones that either are or were on the market. They weren't looking at what's going to be happening in the future.
As makers of Android-based phones try to innovate and get away from these patent troubles, are you seeing some ideas for what they're trying already at the trade show you're attending?
Yeah, in fact, I just blogged on that, that I said patent wars be damned. I'm seeing a lot of innovation. And as I walk around this show, I'm not seeing copies of Apple products. I'm seeing companies that are building on many companies. Look, you know, they all ripped off Xerox. I see Microsoft's influence in some products. I even see BlackBerry influence in some products. But the bottom line is that we're seeing a lot of innovation.
CNET's Larry Magid, great to connect with you.
Thank you very much.